Yes, guys, I would like to share something. When I arrived to give hope to Honduras, was pretty cool, was a really awesome experience because you can share the gospel with others. I live in Tegucigalpa. I born in a danger neighborhood. My family is very dysfunctional. You know, there's not a perfect family, but when you grow up with a lot of problems in your life, sometimes you say, I just want to hear something that the Holy Spirit, you want. Sometimes your family, they don't know about God, about Jesus, but God put people around you and they start to talking about you, that as Christian, we have to fight for our families. And I really believe in this project. When I was sharing the gospel in high school, was best experience ever. You can share the gospel. When you are in worship for guys, they open themselves and they something say, okay, I have been crying, my mom died, or my father is raping me. You will hear some things hard, and you will say, oh, when you think and you are saying yourself, I have this problem, but when you know people with more problem around you, you just start saying, oh God, I'm a drama king. These guys, they have bad families, they are struggled, really struggled, and they just need the Holy Spirit in his life. And because Jesus restored life. Amen. Yes. And I really believe in that. I'm an example of that. You know, it doesn't matter if the things around you don't change, your family, your neighborhood. But if you change, everything changes because you perceive the reality different. Yes, and this is the power of the Holy Spirit. And I really believe in this project because when you are talking with something and about God, about the Holy Spirit, they just need to hear a word. God loves you. Jesus loves you. You are precious. You are not trash. And that changed life. That work that you are doing, you are changing life. And as a Christian, it's really awesome. It's something that when you go and when you are walking, you are saying, I'm changing life. Because in the Rock Church, I just will say, a lot of kids around the neighborhood, they have dysfunctional families, they don't have money to eat every day. It's really a bad economic situation. And with this project, they are receiving education. They are praying, they are attending to the church, and that's cool because you know that one by one you are changing. And that's awesome. I think this is awesome because you are changing life. And it's not just about me, it's about what can I do for others. Because as a Christian, it's something that we enjoy to do. Thank you.
That's great. So if you can go to Give Hope to Honduras, if it's $2 a month, honestly, $5 a month, $3 a month, and then you know, a year from now, 6 months from now, up it a little bit. That would be tremendous, and it's like Bob said, there's no administrative costs. Every dollar goes far, and every penny of every dollar goes to the ministry there. Yeah, and living with you, Bob. Yep, yep, great deal. Yeah. Yeah, how old is he? How old is he? How old is he?
21.
Okay. All right, there you go. All right. There you go. Great. Thank you, Aben, and everybody I guess Aben, Bob. Bob, are there going to be opportunities, if anybody wants to do a trip, a work trip down there, or? Okay. Okay. Great. Yeah. All right. Great. Good. All right. Bless you guys. See you next week.